And at this time, I'd like to invite forward any of the young folks present in worship this morning for a special time together up front. Come on up. Thank you all for being here this morning. It's really great to have you here and worship with us. So we just heard a story from Jesus. And Jesus tells us about this story about a guy who goes out and plants a bunch of seeds. Do you know how seeds work? How does a seed work? What is a seed? Can you picture it in your head? How big is a seed generally? It's generally little, this little bit. Or sometimes a really big seed, like a pumpkin seed, right? So, but what do you do with a seed when you have it? You have to plant it, right? And how do you plant it? You plant it in the dirt. It's not a trick question. You're exactly right. And then sometimes you have to give it water, and sometimes you have to give it sunlight. And then what happens with the seed?
It turns huge.
It turns huge, right? It gets so much bigger than a seed, and it grows up into a plant. Yeah, exactly. And in some of the other lessons we heard before Jesus talked to us in this lesson this morning, we heard about how God provides for all of the things we need to grow, like sun and like lots of rains, and even snow helps us sometimes. Are you ready for snow? I know it's the middle of July, but yeah, you're not ready. That's all right. We can wait. I don't think they're ready either, so we're going to wait a little while. You're super duper ready, and that's good because we need that energy. Because just like with that seed, Jesus tells us that God wants to take care of each of us. Can you guess why God might want to do that? Would you believe that it's because God loves each and every one of you and wants to take care of you just the same as with that seed? And what's more is that God and Jesus want us to be like that person going out and throwing seeds around so that they can grow, so we can share that love with as many people as we possibly can. How cool is that? It's pretty cool. So I tell you what, the next time you're out and about, because there's a lot of farms around here, let me tell you. The next time you're out and about and you happen to see some plants or you see some seeds or you see a farmer going out to work, can you remember how much God loves you? And so much. That's exactly right. And how much God loves everyone around you and wants to take care of you. Can you remember that? Cool. Thank you. Now there's two things we should do before we head back to our seats. What do you think they are? Lollipops. That's number one. And number two is we should probably pray together. But we'll do it in reverse order. So let's pray together first. Let's fold our hands and bow our heads because that helps us concentrate. Dear God, we give you thanks for giving to us the rains and the snows and all of the sunlight to help take care of us on this earth. We give you thanks as well for sending to us Jesus to make sure that we know that we are loved by you more than anything else. Help us to share that love with those around us. For we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.